Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. With Thanksgiving now in the rearview mirror, the Christmas season is upon us, and that means nationwide sales reports on everything from baby toys to gifts for grandpa and all things in between will be hitting the news wires in about 6 weeks. That said, obviously one of the first things on the minds of many is how they are going to afford presents and how much they are going to cost. We will find out how we did when the annual sales holiday figures comes in and hits the news wires, and no doubt they will be up, as they always are. The reason we see increased spending by consumers on gifts every year are the sales figures are based on the total amount of money spent. Yeah, that sounds reasonable, but since everything costs more every year, of course holiday sales are more than the year before. It would make more sense, at least to me, to reflect how things really are if they reported actual number of units sold instead. If they did that, it's my guess we would see the total number of gifts probably drop every year. Real wages, what one can buy with the money they earn, have sort of remained stagnant for decades, probably since around the 1970s. In my opinion, the reason the reporting agencies don't count number of units sold is that no matter who is in the White House, they want a positive spin on the health of the consumer for obvious reasons. It's the reason we see very few true reporting figures on a variety of economic environments, such as inflation, gross domestic product, consumer sentiment, and unemployment, to name but a few. I penned a few articles and did a few newscasts on the massaging of numbers by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS. Those are the folks that do the economic reporting we see coming out of Washington, so I won't hash them over again here. But trust me, it's like a shell game how they hide stuff. These happy-go-lucky stats are always the reason many a reader try and cross swords with me about my articles, saying that the reader knows this and that about the economy and that I am all wet on my economic accuracies. As contestants in a wet t-shirt contest, they believe the fairy tales they read from the BLS and they write a letter to the editor complaining I'm an idiot. But I think astute and truly observational readers read the spin that the inflation is receding and the consumer is a vibrant soul, and then they just shake their heads in wonder and try to figure out how all that feel-good news isn't making it down to his or her neighborhood. And so it goes with government statistics, and we will undoubtedly see more vibrant consumer headlines come the conclusion of the holiday season once again, while in reality everyone is buying a smaller tree, because trees cost a lot, and smaller trees actually need fewer presents under them to look just as festive as the year before. With inflation taking the price of just about everything up in leaps and bounds, despite what Washington says along with the BLS statistic quoting letter writers to my Money Matters inbox, very few, if any, of my acquaintances tell me they are planning on dropping more money on gifts this year. How about in your circles? In conclusion, finding some good in everything, however, there will be a lesson in all of this. With smaller trees casting less shade on fewer gifts, we will look for the gift of family and friends instead, and realize this is what really is important, and not all that overpackaged plastic crap that we could really do without anyway, right? Then we will read how, once again, these wonderful holiday sales were, and how resilient we all are in our spending, and we'll just manage a smile, knowing we got what we really wanted, a little less of that plastic crap, and a bunch more of the touchy-feely family stuff. And that is truly the greatest gift of all. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that does it for today's Money Matters. This newscast expresses my opinion only and may not be the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors way back in 1979. I'm a California licensed Medicare agent in California and hold California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.